The Behavioural Approach to Treating Phobias, Psychopathology. Systematic Desensitization. A behavioural therapy designed to gradually reduce phobic anxiety through the principle of classical conditioning. Essentially, a new response to the phobic stimulus is learned. This learning of a different response is called counter-conditioning. In addition, it is impossible to be afraid and relaxed at the same time, so one emotion prevents the other. This is called reciprocal inhibition. There are three processes to systematic desensitization. 1. The anxiety hierarchy is put together by a patient and therapist. This is a list of situations related to the phobic stimulus that provoke anxiety, arranged in order from least to most frightening. 2. Relaxation. The therapist will teach the patient to relax as deeply as possible. This might involve breathing exercises, or alternatively, the patient might learn mental imagery techniques. 3. Exposure. Finally, the patient is exposed to the phobic stimulus while in a relaxed state. This takes place across several sessions, starting at the bottom of the anxiety hierarchy, when the patient can stay relaxed in the presence of the lower levels of phobic stimulus, they move up the hierarchy. Evaluation. It is effective. Research shows that systematic desensitization is effective in the treatment of specific phobias. Gilroy, 2003, followed up 42 patients who had been treated for spider phobias in 3 45-minute sessions of systematic desensitization. Spider phobia was assessed on several measures, including the spider questionnaire, and by assessing their response to a spider, a control group was treated by relaxation without exposure. At both 3 months and 33 months after the treatment, the systematic desensitization group were less fearful than the relaxation group. It is suitable for a diverse range of patients. Flooding and cognitive therapies are not well suited to some patients. For example, someone with suffering with anxiety disorders, like phobias, also have learning difficulties. This can make it hard for patients to understand what is happening during flooding. It is acceptable to patients. A strength of SD is that patients prefer it. Those given the choice of SD or flooding tend to prefer SD. This is largely because it does not cause the same degree of trauma as flooding. Flooding also involves exposing phobic patients to phobic stimulus, but without a gradual build-up in an anxiety hierarchy. Instead, flooding immediately exposes to a very frightening situation. Flooding stops phobic responses very quickly. In classical conditioning terms, this process is called extinction. A learned response is extinguished when the conditioned stimulus, a dog, is encountered with an unconditioned stimulus, being bitten. The result is that the conditioned stimulus no longer produces the conditioned response of fear. Ethical safeguards. Flooding is not unethical, but is an unpleasant experience. The patients are giving fully informed consent to a traumatic procedure, and they're fully prepared before their flooding sessions. It is cost effective. Flooding is at least as effective as other treatments of specific phobias. Studies comparing flooding to cognitive therapies have found that flooding is highly effective and quicker than alternatives, making it cheaper treatment. It is less effective for some types of phobias. More complex phobias like social phobias. This may be because social phobias have a cognitive aspect. A sufferer of social phobia does not simply experience the anxiety response, but thinks unpleasant thoughts about the social situation. Treatment is traumatic for patients. Perhaps the most serious issue with the use of flooding is that it is a highly traumatic experience. The problem is not that flooding is unethical because patients give consent, but that patients are often unwilling to see it through to the end.